Yes, sir, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Oh. I could almost hear in the room the, oh, I'm not allowed to sing. Oh, the zippity-doo-dah. Yeah, I was listening to that. Yes, Lucas, absolutely. it's just one of those songs. I was preparing for the service and played that. Spent the rest of the day walking around the house singing it. And Susie's like, why are you singing zippity-doo-dah? But it's like a psalm almost, isn't it? I mean, some of the psalms are a bit like that, you know, full of joy and thankfulness and praise. Thankfulness is sort of synonymous with joy, really, isn't it, I think? Except sometimes I'm not so sure it actually is. And I often get fed up when people subscribe to the great theologian Pollyanna. She said, or at least her character said, if God took the trouble to tell us what 800 times to be glad and rejoice, he must want us to do it some. Well, I'm not so sure, Pollyanna, really. According to Pollyanna, to be a good Christian, you have to walk around with a smile on your face all the time, and I'm not so sure that's true. That's got to be difficult to do, isn't it, when someone you know is hurting. Is that the way that God would have us behave, that we're sort of plastered with Pollyanna grins on our face all the time? I don't think it's the sort of thing that Jesus would always do. In fact, we know that Jesus wept, don't we, at certain times. I don't think the God of love is quite like that. Actually, let's try something for a moment. Can you think of your favourite Bible character? Hold on a minute. We need to probably cut out the devil. And everyone's going to want to pick Jesus, so you can't pick Jesus, all right? So what's your favourite Bible character who followed God, who showed his thankfulness or her thankfulness to God? Susie? Esther. Actually, Esther's an interesting one, because it doesn't directly mention God, does it? But actually, she reacts. Peter. Why do you like Peter? Big bloke you can rely on. Who's stuffed up, yeah. And you relate to that. I completely understand. Anyone else? Who is your favourite Bible character that showed their thankfulness maybe for God? Yes, Christine. Joseph. Mary's Joseph. Okay, why is that then? He went against the, yeah. Yeah, he trusted in God, not what society was telling him to do. Absolutely, yeah. Good father. We could do with some great fathers, couldn't we? Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone else got a favourite? Sandra? St. Paul. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He went from the greatest of Jews, as it were, to the greatest of followers of Jesus. That's a big change, isn't it? So. Emily. Oh, sorry, go on, Peter. We'll go to Emily next.
I like Zacchaeus, because he speaks for those who are not in school. But when he met Jesus, he was totally transformed.
Get a bit of infused, yes. Short guy, big party. Emily. Mary Magdalene. Yeah, I'm glad we've got some ladies coming out here. Go on and tell us why. Yeah, yeah. Back to what we were saying earlier on about you can always turn back to Christ. One more before we finish. Anyone else? Yes, Linda. James. Yeah, I love James, actually, because we think James was the brother of Jesus, don't we? So can you imagine growing up with Jesus as your brother? I mean, I can't, you know, if one of my brothers come along to me and said, oh, by the way, Max, I'm the son of God, I'd be like, okay. but James then went on later on to admit that he'd been wrong and to become a great follower of Jesus. I chose St. Thomas. St. Thomas. He's always been one of my favourites, actually, so it's great that we now have a church with St. Thomas. Of course, he's often called Doubting Thomas, isn't he? But both me and my daughter believe that's a bit hard, because he was the one that said, let us also go and die with Jesus. You know, we remember him for the doubts, but we don't remember he was willing to die out of thankfulness for what Jesus did. I mean, if you think about the people, I don't know who else, who you thought, but think about what they were willing to do for God or for Jesus out of the thankfulness for what they did. Of course, our thankfulness comes from the hope that we have. It isn't about circumstance, is it? I mean, all of those that we heard about, I mean, Joseph was in prison, Mary Magdalene had the demons. If they'd only had to have a Pollyanna smile on their face at those times to show they were thankful, that wouldn't be true. But actually, their thankfulness was their response because of the hope that God brought. When all else fails, Jesus is there for us, for you, and you can still be thankful. When the Pollyanna smile is wiped off of our face because someone you know and love is hurting, you can still turn to Jesus and be thankful. He brings something new. He shows that there is more than the current moment. There is love and hope beyond that. He is constant. He is our constant hope. That's why we are thankful. And as I prepared for this week, I wondered what our response would be to his thankfulness. Now, obviously, we need to pray, and we do pray every week to say thank you, don't we? But is there something else that we can do as a response to our thankfulness? Well, our Colossians reading hadn't, didn't. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, the therefore bit is he's just been reminding us that we are children of God. So that because we are children of God, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to be to peace and be thankful. Thankful Day, Thank You Sunday is not a new thing, is it? It's thousands of years old. Be thankful. You know, that as a response to our thanks to our God is fantastic. Pollyanna drives me nuts with her oversimplified theology on life, but she did have one thing right. She was an encourager. I mean, I didn't set Debs up earlier on, but she bounded up here and told us to be excited and encouragers. Well, Pollyanna was an encourager. Maybe as a response of the love that we receive from God, that is our job. I mean, when did you last encourage one of the family here? Or is our worship full of negative little niggles and business and rotas and news sheets? When were you last compassionate and kind and humble, gentle and patient? When, as a response to God's thanks, to God's love, were you thankful? When did you last bear with someone and forgive them and love them? When did we last encourage one another? That's our response of thankfulness according to Colossians, isn't it? Bear with one another. Love one another. Be compassionate and kind. You do it to me, I receive that from you guys all the time. Do you do it to one another? Do you forgive one another? You're very forgiven of me. I don't know, because I don't see it. Do you encourage one another as God's people here in Bedhampton? Well, we're going to take a moment now to do just that.